The Word of God, Monday, the 12th week of Ordinary Time. The Gospel is Matthew 7, 1-5. Jesus said to his disciples, "Stop judging, that you may not be judged. For as you judge, so will you be judged. And the measure with which you measure will be measured out to you. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me remove the splinter from your eye,' while the wooden beam is in your eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first, then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, this teaching of Jesus that is found in the third part of the Sermon of the Mountain is revealing to us that because of our fallen, sinful nature, we have become blind to our own sin. We just don't see it. We justify it. We cover it up. And that is why in the path, we make such an emphasis on beginning with self-knowledge at the foot of the cross. We beg for self-knowledge. In page 38, the Lord told us, "The soul's advance from this part of the path, the feet, depending on their docility to the lights of the Holy Spirit on their ways and patterns of sin. It is here that my path is most strenuous and difficult, because each soul must abandon its will to me. Letting go of human ways and control is difficult for every soul, but with each response of genuine effort, God pours forth his mercy upon that soul. The soul that lives wrapped in the gift of knowledge grows in true humility and is then able to advance in the path on the wings of the Spirit. Only then, when we are wrapped in the gift of self-knowledge and accusing ourselves of our own misery, can we look at our brothers with mercy. And in fact, to correct a brother is an act of mercy. And we need to be able to have that kind of help. We want also first then to be corrected ourselves. So ask yourself, am I really seeking correction? How do I respond when I'm corrected? And unless I can do this well, I better not try to correct anybody for anything, for any reason, because I'm not ready. And the only reason to correct somebody is not out of a bother or anger, but simply and only to help, to love, to edify. There's another story in The Path to Union with God of a husband who suddenly experienced a very strong back pain. His wife immediately came to his aid with medicine. At that moment, the Holy Spirit showed him how he had been so selfish, because his wife had been suffering severe backaches for months, and he had not really paid attention to that. And having himself a little pain, the Lord was able to show him why, because he was seeking self-knowledge. And when we see a little bit our sin and we acknowledge it, then we can be merciful with our brothers and help our brothers and be able to understand them. And this, my family, is a necessary path in order to grow in intimacy with God and to be able to live as a community. Finally, let us look at a teaching from Jesus, also from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, beginning with verse 15, where he tells us the importance of fraternal correction. If your brother sins against you, go tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained your brother. But if he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, that the word may be confirmed by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, let him be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. So we put these two gospels together in our hearts, the love, the compassion, the mercy, and at the same time, the desire to help a brother or a sister to come back to the light. In order to do both things, we need ourselves to be wrapped in humility and self-knowledge.